The Fulton DA, district attorney, is being accused of an improper relationship, especially in relation to what is being prosecuted over in Trump. Now, if I'm not mistaken, over in Georgia, they had brought up about 91 charges against Trump in order to try to disqualify him and remove him from being elected from president. Okay? 91 charges from Trump in order to remove him and try to disqualify him from being elected. All right? But now documents are starting to be uncovered as far as this web of lies of an improper relationship that's then influencing whether or not they are biased in their prosecution of what's happening within the Trump case. Let me bring y'all up to speed of what's going on out here in these streets. Make sure you hit a like for the YouTube algorithm, subscribe to the channel, turn on your notifications. Make sure you tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Check this out, y'all. Hold on. Why is it always black women that's at the front of the congregation? Are y'all starting to see a pattern? What's wrong with y'all right now? Are y'all not getting y'allselves together? Look, check it out.
Audacious allegations involving Fulton County District Attorney Bonnie Willis raising brand new questions tonight. This is The Six. I'm Sean Gables.
And I'm Blair Miller. She's accused of an improper relationship with a fellow prosecutor, and she's being ordered to appear at his divorce proceedings. Nathan Wade is the special prosecutor hired by Willis's office to help in the case against Donald Trump. And the accusations could mean trouble for that case. Atlanta News First political reporter Doug Reardon is live tonight outside Cobb County Superior Court.
Doug, the summons requesting Willis's testimony was served just hours before a Trump co-defendant filed the motion alleging that there was a romantic relationship.
Right. Safe to say it has been a very busy week in this case. Now, those allegations include things like Willis's office paying Wade over $1 million over the course of his 3 years on this case, and that the two took lavish vacations together in that time period. And we suspect that a lot of this came from divorce filings from Nathan Wade's case, which he filed just a day after he was given this job as special prosecutor. So we tried to get them because that report that was filed on Monday includes no concrete evidence. But this was all we could find. When we went to the clerk's office in Cobb County Superior today, this was just it. The single piece of paper saying that his divorce case has actually been sealed since February of 2020.
Now, listen. Anything filed in court, and 99% of all cases, is public record. Anything filed in court, 99% of the time, is public record. I have never in my entire life, and maybe I need to tap into the lead attorney on this one. I've never in my entire life ever heard of a divorce proceeding or filing of a divorce proceeding to be sealed in court. Kevin Hart's lawsuits and all of this stuff. All of these celebrities, the minute that they file for divorce, it's already hitting the blogs. Tasha Gay got her hands on it. People reviewing it. People talking junk about it. Jeezy, Jenny Ma, everybody that you can think of, they're already in their stuff. And the minute that this person, special prosecutors, take lavish vacations together and all of this stuff, All of a sudden, everything is sealed. Now, they saying that she's a possibility of her to have to testify in his court proceedings. And I'm wondering, does that also include the idea that she probably contributed to his divorce? Lavish vacations together, paid him over $1 million over the last 3 years. Lavish vacations together. Wow. That's crazy. This speaks and reeks of bad business. and you thought that y'all was going to be on vacation, lavish vacations, y'all over there in Tulum, and you busting it down and throwing it back on him, and you don't think that eventually that this is going to get out, that the Trump administration and all of his lawyers is going to be hunting to try to figure out what's going on?
Two attorneys today tell us that is highly unlikely for divorce cases. A loan document indicating Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade's divorce case is sealed from public view is all we could get from Cobb County Superior Court. On Wednesday, reporters trickled into the clerk's office trying to get a hold of the divorce documents that could confirm the shocking allegations filed by a defendant in the Georgia election indictment. Divorce proceedings are a highly unusual thing to seal, multiple attorneys told Atlanta News First. But the divorce paperwork seems to be the basis for defendant Michael Roman's filing, claiming his charges should be dropped because Willis and Wade were involved in a romantic relationship while Wade was in the employ of Willis's office in Lee.
So y'all busting it down. Is it safe to say most people that work together? I told y'all, I lined it out on an episode on a Wednesday night, not this past weekend, not the week before that, probably the week before that, and I lined it out. And I said, do you know why most guys used to keep their girls at home? It's because when they let them out to roam, then they was out here busting it down and throwing it back for dudes that's not best for them. Busting it down and throwing it back. Having a romp of a time. What's her name? Let me look this woman up. Fulton DA. Fannie Willis. Let me see what this woman looked like. Is she a Bigums or no? Nah? Like is she like thick or is she thick? I just want to know. I want to see what's happening out here in these streets. Is she a Bigums or no, y'all? Y'all let me know. Y'all know what Fannie Willis looks like? Yeah, she looked like a Bigums. We throwing it back with her? What'd she tell you? Oh, this must have been in her slimmer days. Okay, she all right. She all right. She not a Bigums. I don't know. Not Fanny. Yeah, she a little tank. But you know what they say about them tanks? And no, she not big bone. I just wanted to know what we dealing with. I don't know Fanny that well. So I might have to tap some special counsel to better understand what's going on in these streets.
Leading the prosecution of the indictment. Also this week, District Attorney Fannie Willis was served a subpoena to testify in Wade's divorce case.
And I'm pretty sure that she feels she has nothing to hide, so she's going to go ahead and testify.
Attorney J. Edward Chip says whatever Willis says in her testimony could be used by Roman's attorneys to fight his charges.
I think it's a creative legal maneuver. You don't see this every day in which a person says this person had a romantic relationship.
I can't stand you. How do we know it's true? I'm just going based off. Well, we don't know if it's true or not because they sealed the divorce proceedings. And so they can't. Listen, look. This is why this is important to know. I'm going to tell you why this is important to know and why I like interacting with the chat. Because you got people's freedom on the line. People's freedom is on the line. And there are certain ways that you're supposed to be operating above board, especially as a special prosecutor and people prosecuting cases and sharing information and how that's affecting how you're going to do your case and all of that. And because we need to do things above board because you have people's freedom on the line and that guy and Trump and all of this stuff. And you don't want that to be influenced or messed up or people not recusing themselves and what is your agenda and all of that. And so you have to do things above board when you're a public servant. This is why this is important. And so I'm not saying that she did. I'm saying that we need to know what the hell is going on because people shouldn't be being prosecuted under duress. That's only right. It's only right.
So therefore, the case in chief is invalid. But hey, if it works, it works.
And so it is highly unlikely. A lot of attorneys that we talked to told us that the case and the charges against Roman will get dismissed as he is asking over these allegations. They tell me what is more likely is that this case could get removed from Willis's possession and removed from Fulton County altogether and be given to another jurisdiction. We're in
Explosive allegations tonight from one of former President Donald Trump's co-defendants right here in Georgia.
He has some pretty bold claims about Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Atlanta News First anchor Tori Cooper has been digging through that court filing. So, Tori, are they actually claiming here?
Well, tonight, former Trump campaign staffer Michael Roman and his attorney Ashley Merchant are...
And no, I'm not going to get distracted from Tori Cooper. I do think that Tori Cooper is kind of cute, but I'm not going to get distracted.
Blaming District Attorney Fonnie Willis had an inappropriate and romantic relationship with the top prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade.
In this new court filing obtained by Atlanta News First, Michael Roman and his attorneys are accusing the Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade of having an inappropriate and romantic relationship and that the two benefited from it. The suit claims Willis and Wade took lavish vacations together and that he used part of his salary from the DA's office to travel with Willis. Roman's attorney claims they discovered that the two went on trips together, quote, outside of court filings. The suit goes on to claim their relationship began before Wade was appointed to the case. They claim Willis also failed to get county approval to appoint Wade as special prosecutor in the case.
So you telling me that that's not a conflict of interest, that she didn't, based on these accusations, if she didn't get approval, to even be able to appoint him as special prosecutor, but she was letting him bust her down, that's not a conflict of interest? Come on, man. Stop, bro. Come on, bro. This is dirty. This is nasty. This is dirty. And we know that people do special favors for the ones that's blowing their back out. What you think, that he wasn't going to get the bag? That he wasn't going to benefit from it? What is his name? What is this guy's name? Hold on. Let me back up for a minute.
First, Michael Roman and his attorneys are accusing the Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade of having an inappropriate and romantic relationship.
Now, let's pull up Nathan Wade. We're going to go ahead and find out. Do a little bit of investigation. Ooh, that's a big one. Nathan Wade images. He looked like the daddy on This Christmas. Y'all know what the daddy looked like on this. Y'all remember the father? The stepfather that came in. Now, I'm not trying to be your father. Son, I'm not trying to be your father. But boy, you're going to have to get things together. The same, the black man that was chasing, the guy that was chasing Nicolas Cage on Gone in 60 Seconds. That's the look like his son. Y'all don't know who that is? Hold on. This Chris Brown's father. Images. What's the name of that movie, This Christmas? This Christmas movie. Yeah, Delroy Lindo. That's his, they look like his son. You telling me he don't look like Delroy Lindo's son? Shout out to Delroy Lindo, a phenomenal actor. Look just like Delroy Lindo's son. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Yeah, that's Delroy Lindo's. It looked like Delroy Lindo's son. I can't be sure, but it looked like Delroy Lindo's son.
Of having an inappropriate and romantic relationship and that the two benefited from it. The suit claims Willis and Wade took lavish vacations together and that he used part of his salary from the DA's office to travel with Willis. Roman's attorney claims they discovered that the two went on trips together, quote, outside of court filings. The suit goes on to claim their relationship began before Wade was appointed to the case. They claim Willis also failed to get county approval to appoint Wade as special prosecutor in the case. Roman's attorneys are now asking the court to disqualify both of them from prosecuting the RICO case and to drop all of Roman's charges. Roman's attorneys wouldn't comment any further tonight, and Fani Willis's office told us they will be responding to Roman's suit through proper court filings.
Yo, listen, this is 100% disrespectful. And if they throw out his court filings because he's Trump's co-defendant, then you also have to probably, it's going to probably affect the prosecution of Trump, which messes everything up. And we know they got trumped up charges on him in order to try to prevent him from becoming president of the United States, right? And so I think that this is dirty. This is absolutely dirty. And guess what it always comes back down to? That sweet, sexy, wet thing. Yeah. I told you. It's always a lack of eggplant discipline. That's going to mess up your pockets, mess up your position, mess up your opportunity, and it's going to also influence what you're doing on a daily basis. I'm telling you, bro, every time. If you want to see the downfall of somebody that was supposed to be absolutely positively in a good space, all you got to do is pay attention to the woman that he was busting down at the same time. Every time. Every single time is... And here's the key. It don't matter if they fat, skinny, big, tall, wide, all of that. Every time. Delroy Lindo's long lost son is out here taking family vacations while he married with a chick that he not supposed to be with that just so happened to be the Fulton County district attorney that's prosecuting everybody and also trying to prosecute Trump at the same time. And now she's being called to testify, and the reporters is on her because they was out there allegedly throwing it back and making it shake. And you know they're going to find the documents. They're going to line up the receipts. They slipped up somewhere. And that's the thing about messing up, is that you only got to mess up once. They can miss you 100 times, and on 101st time, they can make sure that they catch you. All you got to do is slip up once. If you going to be out here messing around, just don't become a public officer. Like, don't run for office. Don't be mayor. Don't try to become the district attorney. Don't become Dalton or Thornton Township supervisor and mayor like Tiffany Henyard. Don't go over there in New York. Don't go nowhere. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just stay in your little private life and get, you know what I'm saying, caught up with your little chick. But don't do it. Just don't do it. Because otherwise you're going to find yourself messed up. Because it only takes one mistake from one woman, and then you're going to be sitting there the same way that my man was on Heat. How they started to get, you know how they got on the crew over there on Heat? It was another dude over in Las Vegas, a county over, that had decided to get involved with another man's wife. He got involved with Val Kilmer's wife, and he bust her down, and then next thing you know, Al Pacino and them was over there. Y'all need to go and watch these movies that I keep naming. Go watch Heat. Watch how they got caught up in Heat. A man's wife, they was over there doing all of this, getting rich, stealing gold bars, robbing banks, and they was doing it silently and without any kind of problems. Next thing you know, two things happen. One dude ran his mouth too much inside of prison before he got out, and another dude's wife was over there busting down a man that was doing something illegal. They went and squeezed him, and the next thing you know, they was on the whole crew. And now you got Robert De Niro getting killed at the end of the movie. All because of what? Because your wife cheated and got caught in a hotel room with you, and then the other dude was talking a little bit too much in prison. Now, my favorite character in a movie is being chased down by Al Pacino, and they should have never even got heat on him in the first place. Every single time. Every single time. I'm telling you, it's always a lack of D discipline and a woman to just gotta get that D, gotta get that eggplant every single time. It never fails since the beginning of time. It never fails. Well, go watch Heat. It's a great movie. It's an incredible movie. It's one of the best movies that you're ever going to watch in your entire life. Go watch Heat. It is an incredible movie. Yep. And now you got them messing up the bag and they decided to go on a vacation and throw it back, and it's going to probably cost them their careers.